The delegated self, a person rarely acts as a unified whole. He survives by imagining a later self who will know what to do with what he cannot yet face. The student says, "I will understand this later." The addict, "I will stop after one more exception." The ambitious person, "I will become decent once I have enough power." The wounded person, "One day I will be strong enough." This is the delegated self. The habit of treating a future version of oneself as a separate moral worker who will take on today's avoided task. At first, this arrangement is useful. No one can digest a life all at once. The mind needs delay. A child is unable to grasp the full meaning of loss. An exhausted body cannot solve its entire existence before sleep. Some deferral is humane. Time metabolizes what immediacy would distort. Trouble starts when escape is the driving force. A person assigns courage for tomorrow, honesty to maturity, discipline to crisis, tenderness to the right relationship, and repentance to old age. The future self becomes a servant, imagined with infinite patience. It will forgive debts, repair damage, interpret suffering, restore health, make sense of contradiction, and arrive with a strength the present self has made no effort to train. The strange cruelty of this arrangement is that the later self has no independent existence. It is assembled from the habits currently being practiced. The man who postpones truth trains an evader with a longer resume. By running from grief, a woman teaches her nervous system to flinch from recognition. What arrives tomorrow carries today's evasions. Understanding this pattern expands responsibility beyond ownership of past actions to consideration for your future self. There is a moral debt involved in leaving things for later. Some debts are acceptable. You may leave a problem for tomorrow when later conditions will provide a greater capacity to act. Wait before speaking when haste could lead to unintended consequences. Defer a decision when reality has withheld needed information. Delay serves wisdom when it protects judgment, but usually, delay launders cowardice through imagined growth. Its promise sounds like this: later, I will be the sort of person who can pay for what I refuse to face now. This is theft across time. The injured party is still you, only older, more tired, with fewer exits. The same pattern scales. Families leave children to uncover truths their elders lack the courage to name. Institutions wait for successors to attempt reform. Civilizations send ecological, political, and spiritual debts to those who had no vote in the original bargain. The future will solve it. Is polite cover for "the powerless will inherit it." Irresponsibility prefers heirs who cannot object. Technology intensifies the pattern. Reminders, archives, calendars, saved drafts, unread messages, watch later cues, and productivity systems give postponement an administrative dignity. The unfinished life now has folders. One can feel organized while multiplying obligations against a later self. The tool records intention. It feels close enough to action to soothe the conscience. A philosophy that condemns all waiting becomes inhuman. Life requires sequencing. Healing takes time. Thought matures through intervals. The point is finer. When waiting stops protecting capacity and starts spending a strength the present self has made no effort to build, the seeds of failure are planted. This produces a small ethic. Do what keeps the future from becoming a dumping ground. Name the task, even when completion must wait. Practice one quality you expect to rely on later. Leave something workable for the next day.